Спасибо, господин.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you to those countries which have also noted our report and its contribution. We'd like to respond to what Norway said on mining and remote installations in certain areas in Donetsk and other areas. Work is being done by various structures in Ukraine. The armed forces have infrastructures that have been established in 12 priority areas. In 9 of these, work has already been completed, but in keeping with constant violations of the there are 3 areas where we continue to have to go back for to demine, and work is continuing. There are procedures for carrying out these procedures and tenders for enterprises which are to be involved in the reconstruction of these areas. As to the implementation of international humanitarian law and its standards, in order to meet the standards of international law in armed conflict, there have been new instructions issued on this whole area, and there are courses given on law in times of armed conflict, and representatives of the International Committee of the Red Cross are involved with support from international partners since 2016. And a number of measures have been taken on international humanitarian law to cover all categories of our staff in Ukraine. Particular attention has been given to military officers, to doctors, lawyers, and others. In keeping with the International Committee of the Red Cross, the National Defense Ministry has opened a specialized center where, on a permanent basis, the military study principles of international humanitarian law. Work is continuing with the Commission on the Use of Standards of International Humanitarian Law. We would also like to comment on the statement by Russia and Syria, which also joined in. The illegal armed forces are continuing to undermine the Minsk agreement in carrying out terrorist activities, making use of heavy artillery as well. And the military they are attempting to blame Ukraine for the violations. Since 2016, there have been illegal areas. There have been over 1,400 instances of these violations of the ceasefire. And since the 25th of August, 2016, despite the decision by the Tripartite Contact Group on the so-called school truce, illegal armed forces have violated the ceasefire over 1,600 times, over 200 times, using they've had to be repelled over 200 times, and the OSCE has confirmed these figures. Then there's the question of bringing those responsible for crimes to justice. Now, gender and sexual violence is punished, and the military in Ukraine have noted that any acts against the civilians by Ukraine are prosecuted, and 49 of these have already been considered by the courts and convictions handed down. The police as well, in terms of its procedural there have been numerous criminal acts there, and some of these have already been condemned. 143 sentences have been handed out. We are working very seriously to prevent social and gender violence, and to prevent such crimes, we ensure that those responsible for the units where such acts are carried out are brought to justice, and such measures have been taken numerous times. In training, particular attention is paid to sexual and gender issues and violence. We have been certified by experts of the United Nations, by military jurists on sexual violence in times of armed conflict.